I've had this song in my mind all day. And, you know, it just fit right in with that other song that Ron gave me this morning, you know, talking about what the Lord's done for me and all that, and having keeping the devil on the run by praising the Lord. And didn't know I was going to connect both of them together like that. I just had to wear it back and let her out. But thank God for what the Lord's done for us. You know, we'd have a lot less trouble in life, brother. Joe, if we just think of what God's done for us instead of what the devil continues to do for us. I mean, you know, God outdoes the devil any day of the week.
Amen.
Man, if we'll just listen to the Lord, we'll just look at what the Lord has done. Just think about that for a second. Look what the Lord has done. There's a lot of places in the Bible where it says, be whole.
Yeah.
Amen. We need to be whole from things tonight. And one of the things that we need to be whole has to do with this message the Lord's laid on my heart. If you got your Bible, we're going back to the book of James this morning. Didn't know we was even going there till this afternoon, and didn't even realize till we got here tonight that it was the same book that Brother Ron preached from this morning. I didn't even think about it till we got here, but this is where the Lord wants to start. Man, we're going to chapter 5 this time. Amen. Got to look at this. I've been studying on some of this all week, and the Lord just dealing with me on this message here. If you got your Bibles, it's going to be James chapter 5, verse 13. We're going to read down a few verses. It says, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any married? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. If he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sin. That's about as far as we're going to read there tonight. But I want you to notice here that what's been on my heart here recently is all about prayer. Amen. And this week we got to go to a revival. We got to sit under some good preaching about a man talking about going into your secret place with the Lord and finding a private place to be with the Lord.
Yeah.
And I've been pondering on that and studying about that. And didn't even know he was going to preach that message and didn't know that I was going to benefit so much from that. But God had put me in the right place in the right time. And been thinking about that this week, about how I could get along with the Lord and how I could find a place, amen, to be alone with the Lord. It's so hard to get you to find yourself off to be alone with the Lord sometimes. The world just seems so distracting. It seems to have its hooks and its claws in you. Wants to drag you out into that old world. Wants to drag you into the things of the world and make you think, hey, that there are things that are important that really can be waiting, that can wait, amen. There's everything we put before the Lord, amen, that just makes it an idol out of that, amen. We need to put the Lord first, to be thinking of what the Lord has done for us. Amen, I tell you what, it's wonderful to know. I mean, Jesus drew his strength from his prayer time with the Lord, amen. With God the Father, he prayed to God the Father many times. He was by himself in an attitude of prayer, amen, before he made some vital decisions. Amen, he had to go to the Lord in prayer, amen. Hey, that's what's been on my heart this week. That's what I want to share with you tonight about that down here in verse 16. It says, the last half, it says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Amen, brother.
And he continues to go on and talk about a righteous man named Elias here. He's referring to Elijah. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, if you'll flip your Bibles over just a little bit further, we're going to go back to this place he references. In 1 Kings chapter 18, about the last portion of that. Amen. It says here in verse 41, give you time to flip there. Amen. It's amazing how all this stuff just connects together. And I appreciate the service today. I tell you what, we've been feasting off that today. And that's good for my soul. Amen. I believe we had a little bit of revival starting up this morning. Amen. We've got good word of God. Amen. We just need as much of it as we can get. Amen. It says here in verse 41 of 1 Kings 18, it says, Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain.
Yeah.
So Ahab went to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. Yeah. And he said unto his servant, go up now and look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. Came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. He said, go up and say to Ahab, prepare thy chariot, get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind. There was a great rain, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. The hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Amen. It said of James over there that he was a man. Elijah here was a man of like passions as we are. Yet he prayed earnestly that it rain not. Amen. We see him praying earnestly here in verse 42. He says he put his face, amen, between his knees. He bowed himself upon the earth. You can talk about being humble this morning. Amen. Got down to humble with God and was able to see results. Amen. It said he prayed and his servant, he sent his servant out there, and amen, he went down there and he said, you know, there was nothing out there. He said, go back again 7 times, amen. And the servant went back again and said, on the 7th time, amen, he said there was a cloud about the size of a man's hand coming up out of the sea, amen. It was the 7th time before anything got done, amen. I began to think about that. I began to roll around in my mind. I got to thinking over there and just a few chapters past that. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 5 talks about a man named Naaman. Now, we've heard Brother Jerry talk about Naaman many times and how he thought, hey, that the man of God would do some great thing. Amen. Right. You see, Elijah, earlier we talked about Elijah. He had just got done getting rid of the 450 prophets of Baal, amen, that Jezebel had out there. Amen. And the Jezebel had slain many prophets before that. Amen. And we find that he had just got finished with that. Before that even happened, I believe it was, he began to pronounce, hey, the Lord told him that it wasn't going to rain upon the earth.
Right.
Amen. And he said he's going to pray, and rain came upon the earth. He prayed earnestly. Rain came upon the earth. We know the story. Jezebel heard about the prophets being destroyed. She said she's going to do the same thing to Elijah. And he went and found himself in a cave. Amen. But down on the road, a few verses past this, we talk about the man that came after Elijah, and that was Elisha. Amen.
Amen.
Elisha, amen. Yes, you. Elisha. Amen. He came after Elijah there. Hey, amen. He done great many works, and he prayed that God would give him a double portion. Yeah. Amen. And I believe somebody said one time that Elisha did exactly twice the miracles of, amen, that Elijah did. Amen. I don't know if that's true. Never searched that out, but it'd be interesting to find that out. But we talk about the 7th time is when he went out and he found a little man's hand cloud the size of a little man's hand. Amen. Hey, we find here that Naaman, amen, was another man. He was a man of great authority. Said, called him the captain, amen. Let's read a little bit. 2 Kings chapter 5. It says, now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. The Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the hand of Israel a little maid. She waited on Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. The king of Syria said, Go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed, took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, 10 changes of raiment. Imagine that, the king of Israel, amen, this king here said he'd send a letter to Israel, amen. The king of Syria loved his captain. He thought so much of his captain, amen, hey, that he'd send for somebody to help hey, the leprosy that he was suffering from. And in verse 6, it said, he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. It came to pass The king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and make alive, that this man does send unto me to recover a man in his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh the quarrel against me." And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, "Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, "Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." Notice that 7 times again.
Mm-hmm.
But Naaman was wroth. He was mad. He went away. And he said, "Behold, I thought," that's what Jerry talks about all the time, "I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper." That's what I thought.
Yeah.
"Are not Abana and Phapar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. And notice this little handmaiden again. Now his servants came near and spake unto him. Or no, it wasn't a handmaiden, it was a servant here. Came and spake to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he saith to thee, 'Wash and be clean,' then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan." He had to be humble, brother.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
And he was clean. Mm-hmm. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him and said, "Behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now therefore I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant." Amen. Naaman came down, he dipped himself 7 times. Amen. If he dipped himself 6.5 times, I believe he'd still remain the leper.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. 7 times, the number of completion.
That's right.
Amen. He had to go 7 times. Amen. The servant of Elijah had to go out 7 times. And then we find that the place, amen, the cloud came up like a little man's hand.
Right.
Amen. And prayer is an amazing thing. Amen. Prayer is an abundant thing. Amen. He said in James, we just talked about, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. 7 is an important number in the Bible. Amen. I believe it had to do something with Naaman there. In Leviticus 14:7, it talks about how the leper had to be sprinkled 7 times. Amen.
Right.
And the blood had to be sprinkled 7 times. To give you some idea of different things that was done 7 times. You know, the priest encompassed the walls of Jericho 7 times.
Yeah.
It was on the 7th time that the wall fell. Amen. That was total, complete obedience to God.
Amen.
Amen. We just read where Elijah's servants looks for rain. Naaman dips into the Jordan. Psalms 119 talks about praising the Lord 7 times a day.
Yeah.
Proverbs and Matthew talks about the just man rising after falling. He rises 7 times. So he falls 7 times, he'll rise again.
Right.
All these different places about 7. And that refers me back to our original scripture, James chapter 5, verses 13 through 18. No less than 7 times is the reference of prayer listed in those few verses there. Amen. I count it twice. Amen. Prayer or pray was mentioned 7 times. Amen. In those few verses. Yeah. I think God is trying to get our attention. Amen.
Yeah.
Get us realizing that prayer is important. Amen. Hey, and there's a certain way to approach God. Amen. It's not with the pompousness that Naaman had. It's not with our pride and our good works and things like that. Amen. Hey, for Naaman to be able to see results, brother, he had to get down. Hey, be humble before the Lord. Amen. Hey, James here is saying you need to be humble before the Lord. Hey, if you got a fault, confess it. Hey, and pray and you'll be healed. Amen. Ask for the elders of the church to come and anoint and pray over the sick. If you're married, sing a psalm. If you're afflicted, pray.
Yeah.
Amen. That's been on my heart ever since I read this. 7 different times it's referred to prayer. Amen. And I tell you what, if we just get down and get serious with the Lord, amen, this revival's coming up. It's going to be here quick.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got revival coming up in just a couple weeks. Actually, it's 1 week from tomorrow. It'll be here before you know it.
Right.
Up at Cornerstone. And I tell you what, every one of us need prayer. Amen.
Right.
Not just the preachers.
Right.
The pastors need prayer. Those that are going to attend the church services need prayer. Those that are going to be invited need prayer. Amen. That they'll accept the invitation of, most of all, that they'll accept the invitation of Jesus Christ. Amen. Prayer is an important thing. And the Bible tells us, that if we're righteous, our prayers will avail us.
That's right.
Believe God hears the prayers of His people. Don't you?
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Hey, He talked about Elisha. He said a righteous man. Yeah. The prayers of a righteous man availeth much.
Yeah.
Then He listed Elijah. But a lot of us see Elijah as some great prophet, some great person that we can never attain to be. But I'm glad that James, amen, he said he was just like us. Amen.
Right, brother.
Same passions.
Yeah.
Amen. Same emotions. Amen. Just as soon as Jezebel, after he got done slaying the 450 prophets, Jezebel comes up and said, I'm going to have your head by tomorrow. Hey, and just guess what? That light passion began to arise in him. Began to fear. Began to run away. But he had power with God. Boy, I tell you what, sometimes I just feel about this tall sometimes. But I'm glad that when I'm weak, He is strong. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad that the verse says that I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Amen. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Amen. I read earlier over there in Luke chapter 11 by myself. I was reading some of this, and I'll just read a little bit of this. He talked about the Lord's Prayer there. You pray, Our Father which art in heaven.
Yeah.
He began to give an example. He said, which of you shall have a friend and go unto him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. And for a friend of mine is in his journey to come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he said, from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut. My children are with me in bed, I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he's his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. And I begin to look at that word importunity, that means to implore with somebody, to grieve with somebody that they will help them. He said, even if it's his friend, he may not answer, but because he's grieved, because he's continues to knock. Just like that woman in the unjust judge is another good example.
Right.
Hey, because he continues to plead with this person, he'll answer him because of that. He said, I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son asks bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion?
Yeah.
If then ye, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Amen. If he's our Father and we're his children, he wants to hear from us. Amen. He wants to hear our desires. He wants to know that we rely on him for our source, for our sustenance. Amen. Not rely on the government, not rely on the president, not even rely on the income check that we receive, a Social Security check, amen, that's out there. Amen. Don't rely on the hospitals, don't rely on the pills. He wants to know that we rely on him, and he's the one that makes the way for us. And how is he going to know that except we talk to him every now and then?
That's
right. If we're serious with the Lord,
we
say, Lord, the Bible talks about fasting, amen. Boy, it seems like you're really serious with the Lord if you skip a meal here and there. Hey, but what about if you skip that phone call?
What about
if you skip that TV program show, amen? What about if you skip that trip out there to the lake, amen, that Ron talked about this morning? And you said, Lord, I want more of you than I do this world.
Yeah.
Amen.
There you go.
Oh, me.
Oh,
me. Hey, the Lord showed this meat before it showed it to y'all. Amen. I tell you what, we've got renewed a commitment this week about trying to find a secret place to be alone with the Lord. Amen. Still studying, still searching with the Lord on that. I desperately want to be close to Him. Amen. In these last days especially, we don't know what's going on. We don't know what's going to come down the pipe. But amen, as long as we're close to God, amen, He'll shadow us with His wings. Amen. Glad that we got somebody to pray to. Glad that God given His Word so much 7 times, so much He stressed it. That's how important it is. And we also need to make sure when we're praying to the Father that we get it done. Amen. On the altar. And we don't get up until it's settled. Amen. Amen. If you have to go 7 times and rise 7 times, Amen. Let it be done. Amen. Yeah. That way.
Right.
Amen. Randy, I remember him talking about when he got saved. They asked him if he felt saved. If he got saved, he got up. He said, I don't think it did. And guess what? He went down again and he said he knew he got it then. Praise the Lord for those that will keep on keeping on. Hey, and just because the devil throws something in their face, they don't give up on their loved ones.
Right.
Hey, they don't give up on their friends.
Yeah.
They don't give up on their enemies either.
That's right.
Praise God for a way to communicate with the Father.
Amen.
The Bible says to come boldly before the throne of grace. Why?
Right.
So we may obtain grace and mercy.
Right.
And find grace to help in time of need.
Right.
Man, we all need to spend more time in prayer. I know I do. I'm preaching myself just even harder than I'm preaching to y'all out here. But I tell you what, I want to get closer to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Even if it means turn off the TV.
Amen.
Amen. Even if it means putting the other things aside. Amen. I want more of Him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I want more of Him. I want to be like Mary. He sat at His feet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't busy, wasn't cumbered about serving like Martha was. She wanted more of God.
Right.
I want to be like that. If you got a need, I'm going to ask if, brother, let's get Brother David up here and get a song this evening.
349.
Ask if he'll get a song. If you have a need, if you have something, if you want to get close to the Lord, amen, prayer is one of the best ways to do it.
Right.
Just have a good old little talk with Jesus, just have it makes it right every time.
Amen.
As you sing.
Softly and tender.